afternoon, honorable members. Ladies and gentlemen, we have given latecomers enough time. They say that the standard time for waiting is 15 minutes. My watch says 2:15 now. We can't wait beyond this point. The agenda in front of us compels us to look at the report that will be tabled in the House and the strategic plan for 2010 to 2013 of the department and the participation in the budget vote 32 of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, including and additional to that is the strategic plan for Ingonyama Trust Board and its budget. Do we have any apologies, Secretary?
Only from Chief Mandela, Chair.
Honorable members, you have had the draft report that has been circulated by the Secretary, and I'm confident that all members have had an opportunity to look at it. We also have the Ingonyama Trust document. This is for information. It deals with everything. Is there any aspect of the report that need to be amended or changed before we can adopt it, honorable members?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honorable members. I just want us to maybe to talk of on page 3, 2.6. And when we go there down of this, the proposals that we actually talked about last week. So I see they are still here, but when I remember last week, we with regard to making a land, a productive land, a national asset, I think we actually asked the department if that is if what they are actually proposing is actually trying to nationalize land, but they said that it is only a proposal and it will also be put in a green paper. So when I read this document at the end, it says that we actually, all of us, pledge to support this budget vote. So I've got a problem with this one because it was not clearly to us clarified, because we can't just actually approve what we don't understand. And the department also put it very clear that it is still coming, it is still going to be discussed by the public in the green paper. So I think for us maybe to agree to this one, I think is a problem to us, because it would mean maybe for us to change, to amend the constitution. So that's where the problem is. Thank you very much, Chairperson. We've got a problem with that one.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to elaborate on this first point. I just want to check, unfortunately, we've just received the second draft report just now. If there were any major changes, I can't see it, but there were errors. I will go use the old one just where I marked it. If I can just find the pages. First one is on page 7, 4.3.5. Just the first sentence, it doesn't read, given that rural development is the priority, but it's just saying of government. I'm just making changes first, Chairperson. And then on page 11, I'm not adding, I'm just looking at the grammar or the typing. Page 11, 6.2, it's the second last sentence. It says the committee therefore supported that the department, it says two should enter. Just take out the two. And then, where was the last one? Page 14. I'm not sure. I marked this page, but now I can't see where the problem was. There was something that didn't read correctly. I think that's looking in the news. Oh, page 4 again. Yes. Chairperson. 3.3. I'm now on the new report. If you read the last sentence, it says the committee is concerned about the slight increase, particularly concerning that rural development land reform is among the top priorities of the government for the medium term and the cost of land acquisition. The sentence doesn't read. I know what we mean. We were particularly concerned of the cost, but the sentence reads a bit funny. If I'm just reading it, Chairperson, I think we must just, I'm not an English person, and I don't know if you agree with me, but the sentence is very funny. And then, Chairperson, regarding my concerns on the proposals of the committee, recommendations, if we go to, I'm working on two reports now, we go to the old one. 7.4 under recommendations. I just want to see if it's still 7.4. Yeah. Yeah. We're saying here the establishment of a disaster management desk. I cannot recall that we discussed that. I'm also having a bit of a problem with that because, as far as I'm aware, this disaster desk is with the Department of Agriculture. I don't know if I'm mistaken, but I cannot remember us discussing that specifically. Page 14, 7.4. Our recommendation was that we also would like to see the establishment of a disaster management desk. That's all for now, Chairperson.
Remember that either. I know that it is in the strategy plan for the development. But as whether it is our collective responsibility as recommended, the different case, but it is in the strategy plan of the department. This is what they prioritize themselves.
Yes, Chairperson, my concern is
the committee must decide whether
yes.
The committee must decide whether we put it under the briefing section rather than the recommendation section. It's a different matter, but we cannot remove it because it's part of what they want to do. But maybe what we need to do is to move it from to the area that Honorable Swate was commenting on, away from the area that we collectively are recommending. Understood. I'm addressing the whole committee now. Are we agreed? Yeah. We will then move it into the briefing section as 2.7, rather than move it away from recommendations. Remember, this document is already submitted. Isn't it?
No.
Can we amend it? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we can. That's why it remains. It's called draft because
yes.
It's not final until it's been adopted. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tate. Can we go back to Honorable Swati? Is there any other hand on the report? Honorable Tanal.
Thank you, Chair. The tone of the report, I think, represents the concerns that were expressed here. The one part that I am just wondering whether it should not appear under the recommendations as well relates to the question of leverage. Concern has been expressed a number of times in the earlier part that whilst this department is meant to play a catalytic role, it nonetheless does not have, there's concern that there's not adequate provision for leverage that will enable it to make sure that its partner departments deliver what they may be required to deliver. And elsewhere, it's even said that if that fails, that will mean the failure of this department. And so I was just wondering if we should not find a way under recommendations where we should call for provision for a leveraging process so that our work does not appear like we are just going around with a begging bowl to the other departments when we want them to fulfill certain obligations, but that there should be a set manner wherein we debate with them, bargain with them, this department, and get them to commit in almost a contractual manner that during that year they will fulfill certain obligations. I find that missing under the recommendations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tanal. Any other? Can we attend to all of this collectively, Honorable Members? Let's start with Honorable Swate's issue. Honorable Swate, I'm sure you must have noticed that when we're dealing with the recommendation as raised by your colleague, Ms. Tay, on Recommendation 7.4, we unanimously agree that is a briefing thing. It must be moved away from recommendations of the committee to the briefing section. And you have alerted us to the briefing aspect, which you mistakenly thought that it is a recommendation. On the item 2.6. Can we not agree that we leave it as it stands because it's a briefing matter, which is what came from the DG and the Deputy Minister. It is not our recommendation. and therefore we are not concluding that that is the right thing or not the right thing, because we are going to await the green paper ourselves collectively. They briefed us even before the green paper is made available. Hence, Ms. Kane was asked to go and speak in the media by the journalists, because both the Deputy Minister and the DG spoke about this matter as if it is before us, and yet it's not yet before us. So it's not our recommendation, it's a briefing thing. And I would have taken it amiss if our staff left it out, such a significant matter. So that's why it's listed here as one of the briefing aspects of this report. Would you still insist that we move it to recommendations?
Chairperson, I think what is of concern here is that we were briefed about something that we can't discuss and we can't measure the department on. As I understand the strategic plan, it's also it's about the vision, but it's also telling us what the department wants to do. I think what for me is a specific concern in this case is that we got this as part of the strategic plan. We have to measure the department on what they do, but we can't even discuss it now. I can't understand in the first place why the department have put it in the report. I know it puts us in a difficult position because we have to report on it. I would feel happy if we put it under our recommendations or something as a concern that we get reports in a strategic plan that we can't discuss at this stage because it's actually not for discussion. We have discussed it in the portfolio last time. It says we must wait, but I would like us to put something in there to say that we are concerned about the fact that we receive something in a strategic plan which is part of a vision that we can't even debate or in that line. But I think we must make mention of this. As our recommendations that in future, you know, such very important issues cannot be put in a strategic plan for us to measure the department on, but it's not actually on the table at the moment.
I agree with you. I think the angle from which we move as the committee, I am putting to the committee to consider, is the issue of the production of the green paper, rather than the content of the green paper. So we will look at the department on the basis that all the programs that they said they will be performing on in the strategic plan are of concern to us. But additional to that would be them producing a green paper. And in that context, that paragraph is our collective view rather than the green paper itself. The content of the green paper. Remember, I agree with Honorable Swade that the issue of agricultural land being made a national asset should be the content of the green paper, and therefore not the content of the strategic plan. And our collective consideration will come in at the time of the green paper itself, not at the strategic plan level. So what they actually should be reporting to us here should be to produce the green paper rather than what will be in that green paper. What we will accept from the department is the production of the green paper, not the content of the green paper, because we can't accept the content when it is not even tabled. I think we should structure it that way. Then it will be acceptable to everybody. It meets our collective responsibility because we are responsible to Parliament, and Parliament has not received any copy of the Green Paper from us, and therefore we cannot say to Parliament, this department is going to place agricultural land into the hands of the state as national asset, even before that Green Paper has been tabled. We cannot do that. Thank you, Honourable. It meets our collective. It should be restructured, therefore, this paragraph to suit this collective agreement. Agreed. Can we move on then to the second issue that has been raised? Yes. We don't need the recommendation. We accept the briefing of the production of the Green Paper, not what will be the content of the Green Paper. That's what we're talking about. Then it is neither a consent nor a recommendation, because it's merely saying we accept the offer of receiving the Green Paper during the financial year. Then to the second item. The second item relates to the grammar which has been agreed to. Item paragraph 4.3.5 is corrected. Paragraph 6.2 is corrected. And paragraph 7.4 has been moved to the briefing section. Can we deal with the concern of Honorable Dandan? It's something that is missing completely from the document, from the report. Again, Honorable Dandal, I think the emphasis here of the department in relation to its catalytic role is on joint planning rather than its own leverage. You remember we all collectively agreed that the absence of leverage by the department on all departments is a concern to us. They accepted that, but they said that they are relying on joint planning rather than on leveraging. You remember, there is no super minister, which is why Honorable Trevor Manuel was in serious danger among his own colleagues when he was seen to be made a super minister, given the fact that other ministers thought he was being promoted from being a Minister of Finance to Minister of Planning. So when that whole statement was touted in the media, his own colleagues came over him. So it was corrected that there is no super minister. It's planning, which is chaired by him, but reported to the cabinet, and if adopted by the cabinet, as chaired by the president, that plan will be a national plan. And the minister told us that what he relies on is joint planning rather than the leverage over other departments. I'm not quite sure, Honorable Dandalo and Honorable Members, how we could ask them to give us something different from that. It remains our commitment to be concerned on their catalytic role. Sorry, on the leverage role. But they say that it is going to be exercised via joint planning. How do we then phrase it in the report? Remember, in response to that, Honorable Dandala, the Honorable Deli asked the department to give us operational plans and business plans to see whether that joint planning will be reality or not. So our collective view would not remove the fact that we are still concerned that they will play a leverage role. But how do they show us, if they can show us via their operational plan and the business plan? Because if their joint plans will be reflecting the joint projects that they will be pursuing together, then whatever they say regarding that will be meaningless. How do we structure it then? Are not supposed to be adding to the debate, but they would, because we want only the drafting of that paragraph to reflect this particular concern. Honorable Dandala, you gave it a thought. Have you any sentence designed? Okay, I'm inviting everybody to do so. I'll make an exception if journalists would offer a drafted paragraph. Let me offer. My English is not as good as the first language speakers, but I must offer this. The committee accepted the catalytic role of the department in initiating rural development, shall I say, comprehensive rural development programs in the rest of the country. However, expressed a concern, or we are expressing a concern, I'm not sure how the first part will be linked to that, with the absence of any instruments at the disposal of the department to leverage other departments to effectively contribute in the collective implementation of those programs. No, it omits two things. It leaves out joint planning and our demand of business plan and operational plans. Remember that there is no requirement in law for us to demand operational plans and business plan, do we? I don't think so. So because I would have made a second sentence to make a paragraph, and therefore we putting in the recommendation this demand that we want visible joint planning to reflect that, plus existence or submission of operational plans and a business plan of the department, which will collectively give us the comfort that there will be something that will make other departments contribute to what this department is doing.
Never complain that English is not your first language, Your Excellency. Well said.
Thank you. We agreed that we will amend this report in this context. Yes, you stay?
Yes, Chair, and if we read under on page 1.4, which form part of the introduction, we actually did say in the last sentence there that we need this operational plan, but I don't think that we've actually did put it in the recommendation. We had it in the introduction, but I think it's very good that we do place that in the recommendations in that fashion.
Go to the recommendations to be adopted by the House. We should amend that part, therefore, to include a visible demonstration of joint planning in these programs. Then we can reduce that into a recommendation at the end, at 7.4. Kumla? If we accept these amendments. Do honourable members believe that this report therefore reflects a collective opinion of this committee? So moved. Any seconder? Seconder. Is there any contrary view? He's not boycotting this part. He is meant to go to the EPC below us for purposes of the social cluster meeting that is taking place there. Go ahead, man.
Chairperson, it's not a contrary, but I really want us to just note that I'm very concerned with the fact that the minister didn't attend this meeting today, as I asked you, and you indicated to me that he would really like to attend this meeting. I'm sure the minister wants to speak about these points tomorrow in his budget speech. But I'm really, I wouldn't say upset, but concerned about the matter that we discussed something, as we said earlier, in a strategic plan that put all of us under a huge difficulty out there to explain something to our constituencies that we don't even understand ourselves. I don't know if members read the media statements that went out by the minister on the very first day. The minister, the deputy minister, the DG, and the chief of staff all gave different opinions about this. I don't think it sent out a very good message to the community out there. I'm even, for that matter, more concerned that up till now the minister hadn't told anyone really what they meant, because last week the minister attended meetings and said one thing, and then at the same day the deputy minister said something else. The DG said, yes, it's nationalisation. The minister says, no, it's not. The deputy minister says, no, it's not, but we will take all game farms and make them into productive farms. So I really want to say that I hope it will never happen again, that a strategic or the committee are being put into a difficult situation by the department, not telling us what they want to do, not bringing us into their plans. It's very difficult for us, or for me, to support the department if they put us under such difficult situations.
Let's note this point, because you see, Mr. Ain, I'm as concerned as you. No, I'm speaking now as a member of the African National Congress, which I'm not supposed to do in this portfolio committee as per our collective agreement. I'm just trying to respond to your point. There is no ANC document that requires game farms to be converted into agricultural food production activity. There is no such a document. We have collectively dealt with rural development and agrarian change. There is no requirement. What the department is mooting should still be submitted to the ANC for processing, after which it goes to the cabinet for agreement. We play a role thereafter. It should not be a public debate matter before the green paper is ready. That is why in Afrikaans on say hulle praat vir by hulle beke. When you speak before your turn in this matter. So this committee really should be concerned that a matter of that magnitude is played out in the public domain before it has been processed in a manner in which we all collectively understand. But I want to say, Honorable Stay, I agree with you that you are not objecting to adoption of this report, But don't bring it into this report, because it's a matter outside this report. It's a matter we collectively are concerned about. Because I'm worried that when we go to the House, we decide that we are adopting this report, asking the Parliament to adopt it, and some parties saying we do not adopt, when we collectively have indicated that we have no objections to this report other than this concern, which we all share. So that is why I'm worried about you bringing into the adoption of the report. I agree that it's not an objection, but if you bring it in, makes the adoption of the report qualified. You see, when the Auditor General says that it's a clean bill of health, with qualifications, it's not clean at all.
Yes, Chairperson, you see, the problem that I'm having is, if we adopt the report as it is, and we've agreed that this will form part of the green paper, but it is in the strategic report of the department, where does it place us as a committee, this whole discussion? Because that has been my concern from the beginning. And that is why I'm concerned about the fact that it is even mentioned in the report, although we don't even discuss it. So my concern would be around, I don't have a problem with adoption of the report, because we are adopting what the committee understands of the report. When we've discussed what will go to recommendations and what is part of the presentation, we can't change the presentation of the department. But we must understand what we adopt, because I'm not adopting the fact that the department put something in a report which we can't discuss.
Yeah, no, I agree, because on page 3 of this report, it looks like the staff have taken exactly the words of the department, because they say they are proposing two options to facilitate discussion. So we are noting the briefing, which is the production of the green paper as we have amended here, not the content of the green paper. So what we are adopting in this report is the production of the green paper, not the content of the green paper. If we can even write it that way, then it makes nobody bound by the production or the content of the green paper. Because not even us, members of the ANC, are bound by green paper that has not yet been produced. Yes, Honorable.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also thought that when we were discussing that, we were going to remove it and put the new one that was just recommended. So I was thinking that we were going to move it that way. So I'm more than clarified now, because that was what actually I understood. Yes.
The presentation of the green paper by the department, and leave the other things that deal with the content, because it's not our business. It's not been tabled in front of us. In that context, we are unanimous in the adoption of this. Well, Pumla, make sure that the committee members have a copy of the document that is going to be tabled. We do not want to be talking in bad faith. Via language. If that is the case, then the report is agreed to on the basis of the amendment. This does not mean that committee members would not express their own concerns in their debate in the House. Does not mean that. No. Nobody's going to be straight-jacketed here. Because remember, we are not sheep. Even farmers know that there are sheep that would follow, there are sheep that will not follow. So in this particular case, we are not sheep. We are not going to be straight-jacketed to next shame that we don't express our own concern. Thank you very much. I have no other item, Pumla, of the agenda yet. Therefore, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we clean up the report?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we can proceed.
No, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.